Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Welcome to I'm Sad and I Like Bands. This is Abby. Yay. Featuring Jake.
Hi, how you doing?
And also James McPherson.
Hi, I'm James McPherson. What's up?
Hey, James McPherson, how are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm sitting here with an acoustic guitar, and I don't know what to do about that.
Well, today we're going to be doing something kind of new and special. We're going to play some songs live, and we're going to play some songs off Spotify, you know, for guitar tuning purposes. While we're doing that, you guys are going to hear some cool stuff off the internet that we enjoy of our choosing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And that's going to be great. So we hope you enjoy that. We've been practicing for that. Got in the mood because we went to see Foxing yesterday in Philadelphia, and it was a darn cool concert.
Great show.
Awesome.
It was like the tightest set we've ever seen.
I got to shake the singer's hand. That was nice.
I wish I got to do that. Kicked us off the stage.
Yeah, he was mad. But it's okay.
He was like, please just get off the stage. And I'm like, okay, I'm sorry. I love you. What? Be my dad. Yeah, so that was really awesome. So I think first what we're gonna do is we're gonna play a nice cover of a Bonsai Trees song. Bonsai Trees is James's band.
I'm in that band. He's so really, it's not really a cover because I wrote the song.
He would be in that band. It's, I mean, I technically would be covering it because,
yeah, she's
anyway.
Gonna be helping me with some background vocals.
I'm doing it,
and that's going to be awesome. I don't know what the mix is like right now.
We'll play guitar and we'll see what happens.
Okay, so. Okay.
Is that good?
I mean, that's not singing.
That'll be good, probably.
That's good?
Cool.
Yeah. Okay. I'm just going to play some music now. I know you usually just play songs off Spotify, but we're not going to do that.
Yeah.
So. All right.
Here we go.
This song's called Lift Off. Self, I think we both might need mental help. I can only resort to support when I didn't mean to cut you off short. You were saying something about the humans and how they never ever pay attention. Oh, Foxtrot, you left me here to rot. 110 degrees where you live your life at ease. I'm not in an ugly spot. It's just too hard to see. You might come back for me. I'm down with your lift off of life. I haven't waited for a thought to rise. I rush through it every damn time. Write a few paragraphs explain. Why I was so worried about the future and what it's gonna be like if I lose her. Oh, Foxtrot, you left me here to rot. 110 degrees where you live your life at ease. I'm not in an ugly spot. It's just too hard to see. You might come back for me. Foxtrot, you left me here to run. 110 degrees where you live your life at ease. I'm not in an ugly spot. It's just too hard to see. You might come back for me. Waste my time for only a moment and I will be with it. Waste my time for called Lift Off.
Yes.
going to be on the new Bonsai Trees album.
Yeah, it is indeed.
Check that out. It's going to be cool.
It's going to be called
Not Bitter.
Yeah, it
should be out in April. So, yeah.
So soon. Wow.
So soon.
Only a month left, kiddies.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Yeah, what a time.
All right. Do we want to do another one?
No. Let's take an interlude with some internet music.
All right.
That we found on the internet. This is some music that we like by Jeff Buckley, and it's one of my personal favorites for a long time. I've liked this song. So this one's for Marshall.
Yep. Here it is.
Slow.
Hello, everyone.
That song is so good.
Hey, guys.
Oh, it's my favorite song on Grace. That's Mojo Pin.
I literally have never heard a song that is so good. Ugh. Okay. Yeah, so I'm going to play more acoustic music now. This song is by my band Bonsai Trees, which, so I wrote it. And it's called Live Free and Die. There's a music video for this one on the internet.
There is indeed.
If you want to look at that,
that's a good one.
You could look up Live Free and Die by Bonsai Trees. Anyway, here's that song. Abby, I hear you typing.
Yeah. They're good microphones.
They're really good microphones. Wow. Are these just Shure microphones? That's, yeah. Wow. They're, yep. They're very good.
Yeah, anyway, this
song is called Live Free and Die. Anyway.
It's a good song.
Think you would've liked if you'd sing along. I think that I just might tear up a little bit 'cause you're gone. Hey! Do it. You got it.
It's all you ever. So happily, but now I see the snow, it hits the ground, not as sensitive as I used to be. Hey!
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 It's all you ever wanted.
That song was called Live Free and Die.
Sweet.
I hope that sounded okay.
That's off the sophomore EP.
Yeah, that's off our album called Live Free and Die. That's the title track, actually.
It's a good one.
Thank you. I don't know. Should I play another one, or do you want to play your next song here, or what's up?
All right, so we could either play something off Spotify, or we could play a cover right now.
Oh, okay, yeah. You want to do that Darwin Dees song that I'm so in love with?
We're very in love with this guy named Darwin Dees who makes beautiful music.
Yeah, he's an interesting fella. He's got three albums, all of which are super rad, and they keep getting better as they go along. He's pretty popular, I guess.
He's a cutie patootie too. If you look, he's got the cutest little curlicues in the world.
Yeah, very 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 good aesthetic that guy's going.
He does. Around.
This song is called "The Mess That She Made."
Yes, a lot of people make a mess, but specifically this one girl. She made a big one.
Apparently someone made a mess.
So we're gonna sing about
that. We're gonna clean up that mess.
We're gonna try.
Here's that song.
Some of my best friends are girls. Drink, drink, water, water, while the world whirls around you. Some of my best friends are girls. Come on, I'm sure you're wrong. We will find one that you belong to. And the more I drink with you, the more I see the mess she made. So pour yours down the drain, and we'll rest away the rest she made. Crashing on my couch again. Rain, rain, drizzle, drizzle while the room spins. Gray blankets forever. Drink water, water in the moonlight with me, alright, you'll see. The world is full of self-erasing angels. And the more drink with you, the more I see the mess she made. So pour yours down the drain, and we'll rest away the mess she made. So maybe you just need some time to sober up your mind and remember all the reasons to forget her. And maybe the moisture on your sleeve will dry before you leave, so you can wear your heart back on your sweater. Away the mess she
The Mess She Made by Darwin Dees.
That's Darwin Dees.
A song that I like a lot.
We like that so much.
We like that song.
We wake up with that stuck in our heads a lot.
Yeah, often. That and The Knock by Hop Along.
Oh, wow.
But that's a...
That's difficult.
That's a whole other story.
We really wanted to play a Hop Along song for you guys, but it's killing our voices. It's really difficult.
Yeah, I can't sing like her. She's incredible, and I cannot match that. Anyway, so here's another internet song.
All right, so I don't know if you guys have heard of Now Now for Children.
Now Now Every Children is technically the entire band name, but they just go by Now Now.
Yeah, we don't really know.
They go by Now Now.
Now Now Now.
Now they go by Now Now.
Yes, they
anyway, do. This song is called Wolf.
This song is called Wolf, and we hope you enjoy it a lot. Here you go.
Whoa, that song's really good.
Whoa.
It really is.
I love the keyboard part in that song that just goes doop. It's like one note, but it's
doop,
doop, doop. Anyway, yeah, so this next song is going to be on the next Bonsai Trees album, which is my band, and that's going to be out in April. And we're really excited to get that they're released out to the world.
Yeah.
This song's called Museum.
Fun fact about this song, we sang this song while we were walking through Philadelphia around 1 in the morning yesterday when we were real bored, and we were just singing it on the street. It was a really fun time.
Nobody
gave us money, though.
We were just walking. I mean, last night we got a little lost in the great city of Philadelphia.
Only just a little bit.
Philadelphia.
I got them purposely lost.
I mean, we were lost for, like, collectively over the whole day, we were lost for, like, probably 2 hours in all. So that was, like, actually a lot of, like, being lost. But, like, during that time, Jake Garber, who is sitting right next to me.
Hey, how you doing? I'm across from you.
Well, you know.
Anyway, he asked me to sing that song, and I was like, well, okay, I don't have a guitar, and then we sang it all together. Yeah, and they did the harmonies, and it was beautiful.
It was so cute.
And we're going to try to replicate that for you now.
Oh, so. I'm not singing.
Well, except with an instrument this time.
Jake's not going to sing, because Jake's a little not good at singing, but that's okay.
Yeah, you know what? You're not
a little bit shy.
You're really... No, that's not the problem.
It's... No, I mean, well, anyway, here's the song. It's called Museum.
It's really good.
You'll be dying when you notice every day was always numbered. We're running out of each other. We're running out of each other. I will trust you till the end unless I hear it from my friend. When I catch your lover. And when I catch your lover, she sang, I'm a museum, steal my heart, steal my heart. Body's cold and soft, and if you need my love, dear, I'll stand up in my coffin. I would never tell you the truth, and I would never be a leader. If this stops me at the door, well, then I know I can't defeat him. When my bones are all dissolved, when my body's cold and soft, and if you need my love, dear, I'll stand up in my coffin. I'm a museum, steal my art, steal my art, steal my. That song is called Museum.
That's Museum.
It's really good.
Thanks, man.
You're welcome.
I wrote that song a while ago, but I'm finally getting to put it on an album, and that is nice. Yeah. Abby, do you want to...
Which one's that going to be on?
That's going to be on the Bonsai Trees album, my rock album. So, here's the deal, guys. So I'm recording two albums at the same time. One of them is, like, kind of like this, where it's like acoustic music, and the other one is like really loud rock music, where I scream a lot, except I don't do the thing where I'm like, I kind of just sing like I'm singing now, but a little harder. Calm, but passionate, and
confessional.
And yeah, so that's Bonsai Trees, and also me, I'm James MacPherson. Look out for my two albums coming out soon. This next song is off my solo album, and it's called I Love an Artist. It's like lyrically kind of similar to that other one I just played, because there's a reference to art.
It's true.
Whereas the chorus in the last song was like, steal my art, because I'm a museum. Instead right. of heart, get it? It's a pun. Anyway,
Fun fact about this song, he wrote it at my college. And hey, yeah, represent.
I wrote this like a month ago while sitting on Abby's couch, and it's called I Love an Artist, and there's a bunch of words in it. So, yeah. Right, you gotta turn off that. Okay, you good?
Yep.
All good, I can just play.
I watch water ripple, I love an artist, dead and simple. I watch you tracing every line. I love an artist every time. I watch you break the social norms. I love an artist's truest form. I watch you tracing every line. I love an artist every time. If it kills you to watch, then you won't ever surface. Fall in love with an artist with purpose. You can't look away, so I know that you're scared. Fall in love with an artist who needs some repairs. I watch dry old paint fade. I love an artist that gets in her own way. Watching you create all new spirits. I love an artist who cannot hear it. And you waste so much paper trying to save her. Don't you, don't you? You waste so much paper trying to save her. Don't you, don't you? I love an artist who won't surrender. I can't draw a crooked straight line. I love an artist who has a spine. I see you staring at your ceiling. I love an artist without meaning. I see the way you stare at my eyes. I love an artist whose hopes are high. I watch a new heart start to grow. I love an artist who never shows. I watch as you skip all your classes. I love an artist who barely passes. I watch as close as I can see. I love an artist who drifts from me. I watch as you put on your jacket. I think you better not come back then. I love a Gemini. I love a Cancer. I love an artist. I love a dancer. I love a Pisces. I love a Taurus. I love a singer. I love an artist. I fall in love with everybody I see. I love an artist when an artist.
That's I Love an Artist.
Yay, it's so good.
Thank you.
I remember when that was still in the works. Yeah. Also, P.S. guys, I'm the Pisces.
That's true, actually.
I'm not in the song.
Well, I don't know your horoscope sign.
I'm a Scorpio.
You're a Scorpio.
Yeah. You don't have to put me in.
I guess that makes sense, yeah. That you're a Scorpio.
Freaking Scorpios, man.
I appreciate a good Scorpio. Anyway, let's see. You want to play some internet songs or?
How much time do we have?
How much time do we have? Oh, we have a bunch of time.
We got 20 minutes. We can do another cover.
I'm gonna do a cover. This song is by a band that Abby and I like a fair bit.
We adore them more than life itself, pretty much.
They're a little obscure. I don't know if you've heard of them.
They're called it's a Buddhist concept.
It's kind of hard to pronounce. Nirvana. I don't think anyone
has ever heard
this.
That
is so obscure.
So obscure.
Wow, I don't know if they're ready.
Also, shout out to Zeb because I love Zeb. Just wanted Zeb to know that I love him. Isn't that a great name, guys? Zeb.
Zebulon.
Zebulon. What a great name.
What a great name.
I love that guy. Anyway, this song is called Heart-Shaped Box by Nirvana.
She eyes me like a Pisces when I am weak. I've been locked inside your heart-shaped box for weeks. I've been drawn into your magnetar pit trap. I wish I could eat your cancer when you turn black. Hey, wait, I got a new complaint. Forever in debt to your priceless advice. Hey, wait, I got a new complaint. Forever in debt to your priceless advice. Forgive no one just yet. Cut myself on angels' hair and baby's breath. Broken hymen of her highness, I'm left black. Throw down your umbilical noose so I can climb right back. Hey, wait, I got a new complaint. Forever in debt to your priceless advice. Hey, wait, I got a new complaint. Forever in debt to your priceless advice. Your advice. When I am weak, I've been locked inside your heart-shaped box for weeks. I've been drawn into your magnetar pit trap. I wish I could eat your cancer when you turn black. Forever in debt to your priceless advice. Hey, wait, I got a new complaint. Forever in debt to your priceless advice. Your advice. Your advice.
This guitar is buzzing quite a bit.
Yeah. Well, hope you enjoyed that that deep track right there.
Sounds good on Nirvana, though.
Yeah, on Nirvana, it's fine.
It's true.
At the request of Abby's little brother, I'm going to play an oldie of mine that I wrote when I was like 14, 15 yeah. years old when I wrote this song. So, you know, keep that in mind. It's not great. But
it's not bad either.
Okay. I mean, for 14 or 15, whatever I was, it was all right. Anyway, this song is called I Hate the District. To this day, my drummer swears that this song is about Monopoly, having not written the lyrics at all. So I don't know what it's about, but it's called I Hate the District, and here you go. So bright, I'm blind. How are you? All right. Why are the city kids so mean today? What did you do to me? Time, rewind, skin so light, you're blind, how are you? Alright, I know it's fine, so never mind, I know that you're always right, I know it's time to realize, and I know that you're dude.
Hey, thanks.
Yeah, that one's really old.
I've never heard that one before.
That's from Minimalist.
Yeah, that's from my first album that I recorded in high school, and it still exists, which is the bane of my existence.
It's got some good stuff on there.
I don't know. I like that album, I guess, but I was very 15.
And we're very adult now, so we look back and we're like, ooh, cringe.
Ooh, much cringe.
Ooh, such cringe, wow.
Yeah, hopefully my new album's a lot better than that one. So, anyway.
I feel like it probably will be.
Hopefully, I mean,
you
based on the...
for no reason other than just getting older.
I mean, yeah, based on the, like, you know, 4 years I've been doing music since then, I hope I got better and not worse.
I'd say so.
Well,
I didn't know you then.
So.
That's true. Okay, anyway,
So, I mean, we could play you a Spotify song now while our voices are healing up.
I don't really... Yeah, it's fine. I have to tune my guitar and stuff, so...
All right, cool.
Perfect.
So, we're going to play you a song by Foxing, which is the incredible band that we saw yesterday.
Yeah, we saw them last night, and they blew my face off.
They melted our faces just right off our bodies.
They blew my face off all the way from the tip of my chin, just all the way down to my eyeballs and into my brain.
Mm, yep.
Yeah.
Especially this one here song that we're about to play. This is a it was so epic. This is, I think this song is when the mosh pit started.
Yeah.
And we were like, whoa, okay. Yeah, I got beer cool. spilled all over my shoes.
Didn't expect a mosh pit. I thought this band would be like mellow live.
Yes.
And then they started screaming a lot.
The crazy thing was that the vibe would just change like that. Like
very dynamic.
Like people would be swaying and we're swaying with like lighters out and then like all of a sudden
mosh pit.
It
right
just
there.
Stops and then mosh pit. And like even in a mosh pit though, you could like feel the love of the crowd.
Yeah,
like
it was like a giant
such
hug.
Good vibes. It was like a giant hug.
It was like people would push you, but it was like your
But like
dad
here you go
you
and you're
things.
Like, thank you. People pushed you and you were like, thank you.
Wow, that's good. And it wasn't like, you know, like
they push you and send you off with a here you go.
Anyway, this is a Inuit by Foxing on the album Albatross.
You should check it out if you haven't already.
Chickity chickity check it.
It's really short.
It's real short.
Definitely worth a half hour.
All right, here it is. Here's Inuit.
Oh, pure hearts, pure. Thank you.
Hello, that was Foxing.
Yeah, Foxing's really good. We saw them live and it was amazing.
They're so amazing.
You know, they're amazing.
During our favorite song, which is called The Medic, we were basically just like hugging and throwing ourselves around the pit at the same time.
Yeah, it was a strange combination where me and Abby were like hugging each other very, very tightly to the point where we would not let go, but we were also like throwing ourselves into the mosh pit, hitting people with our face.
Yeah.
There were
so many emotions, like joy, sadness,
yeah, like,
surprise at being possibly punched. Like,
yeah, I mean, it was a good time.
It was good. It was really great.
I had a good time at that show. I usually don't like mosh pits, and that was like a really good mosh pit.
It was a loving mosh pit. It was a loving mosh.
But anyway, yeah, so we got a little time left. I'm gonna play two more songs, one of which is an original, and the other which is a cover that Abby really wants to sing.
Yes!
With me. And it's called Tibetan Pop Star.
We might screw it up because it's really hard, but I just really want to sing it because it's my soul.
The thing about this band Hop Along that we like, and some people listening might like as well, is her vocal melody is so
all over the place.
It's all over the place. She like varies on it so often, and it's like it's because she like really only gives a shit about the lyrics. Sorry, I swore. I just oops.
Hey, sorry.
Anyway,
gives a heck.
gives a heck.
A flying heck.
You guys can suspend me if you want. Anyway, this song is called Just Communicate, affectionately called Just Communicate, You Stupid Dumb Idiot.
you can say that one.
Don't do it.
I wish we could just communicate. My love, you're a little too late. I wish we didn't overcompensate. My love, you're a little too late. I talked to who I thought you were, and it was awful. I really wanted to move along, but I'm being careful. Sometimes it could have felt wrong and uncomfortable, but now I see you made the right choice. It was only for yourself. I wish we could just communicate. My love, you're a little too late. I wish you wouldn't overcompensate. My love, you're a little too late. From the highway, thinking of you, something poetic comes to mind. Tries to cut through like it'd be easier to die than solve the issue. Sometimes I say you made the right choice, but for just you. Sometimes I wish you let me alone instead of fight back against the tide of what was true and see the right track. Cause now I feel all alone, but that's not the issue. I just love you so long, and now and even if you come back, it won't be the same when you're talking to who I thought you were. I can't tell if you want anybody else or if you just want to be by yourself. I wish we could just communicate. That song was called Just Communicate, You Big Dumb Stupid Idiot.
Indeed.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the name.
So we got one more for you, and it's by this band we love called Hop Along.
Woo!
And Abby's going to take the lead vocal.
It's going to be fun.
Interesting. Well, I mean, it's a girl singer in this song, but the thing is, she's like
She's scratchy. Incredible.
She's incredible. She can sing like a dying cat and make it sound good.
Yes. Yes. That's so accurate.
But we're going to do it a little softer than that so it, like, translates.
Okay. Hold on. Give me a second.
So this is Tibetan Pop Stars by Hop Along by James and Abby.
By James and Abby. We are ready.
Contents are the ones with simple demands. They meet their fiancés, cherry picking out in Canada while cursing the river. A seven-fingered man, his three sleepless wives are equally sick of him. Honey, I'd love to see some action. What's with all these swamps on passing our hospitals and space camps? Nobody is asking me. What about your other? They did. I tell them you're a stranger in India. I'm gonna be creeping on you so hard. You're seducing Tibetan pop stars and wrecking motor cars. I know it's true, this is wrong love. Why is everything so expensive? Maybe in 2 years you can forgive me. I'll be living kinder, I'll found my place as a stranger in India. I'm gonna be creeping on you so hard. You're seducing Tibetan pop stars, wrecking motor cars. So far, I'm just waiting on feathers and tar. You are the only one, you are. No average. I obey in average love. My love is average.
That I do, and no one deserves you the way that I do.
Nobody deserves you the way that I do, and nobody deserves you the way that I do.
Come on,
stranger in India, because waiting on you.
I was.
My love is average. I obey in average love. My love is average. I obey in average love.
Tried.
We kind of messed up a little.
That's all right. Fun,
though. Also, wow, my voice is murdered.
That's okay. You've been singing a long time.
Yeah, we've been doing this all day. We also stayed up till 4 a.m. It's been a wild ride.
Yeah, weird.
We had
it's been a weird
lives.
Day.
At some point during this radio show, my shirt came off, and I don't know how that happened, but I'm not wearing a shirt.
Free the nips.
Free the nip. Oh, are we out of time?
Yeah, we totally are.
Okay, well, we're out of time in that case, so bye.
This has been I'm Sad and I Like Bands with James and Abby. Regrettably, Paige couldn't be here today. Wish her luck on studying for midterms, because she's a very good student, much better than us.
Have a good time studying.
She got a 4.0 last semester.
Yeah, she's good at school.
It was
have
weird.
Fun storming
it
the
was
castle.
So cool.
Anyway, this is, and has been, WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College, Easton, Pennsylvania, the best radio station.
And I'm James McPherson.
And I'm Abby Williams.
I'm Jake.
This is Jake Garber.
I don't have a microphone.
And this has been I'm Sad and I Like Bands. Stay fresh, kitties. Till next time.